Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas says he's rejecting further U.S. mediation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict following President Trump's decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. American University Middle East scholar Russell Stone tells VOA Abbas's remarks were just rhetoric. Abbas has also said that Israel has effectively ended the 1994 Oslo Peace Accords. Here's Stone on what the accords were all about.
The Oslo Peace Accords were what created the Palestine Authority. So if indeed they were to be abrogated, the Abbas would have no legitimacy whatsoever. So again, this is rhetoric, but not really a move.
The Oslo Accords led to partial self-determination for the Palestinian people, along with the Palestinian Liberation Organization's recognition of Israel. Afghanistan government negotiators and Taliban officials have reportedly opened unofficial talks in Turkey to discuss mechanisms that could pave the ground for initiating a formal peace dialogue. Meeting in Turkey comes as UN Security Council delegation is in Kabul holding talks with Afghan leaders on security and political issues in the country. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, militiamen, gunmen suspected killed four soldiers. It happened in a hit-and-run attack on a military post in the country's restive central Kasai provincial capital, Kananga. Fighting between the government and the militia over the past 18 months has left thousands dead. This is VOA News. Suicide bombers attacked the Iraqi capital today, killing at least 16. Parablast happened in central Baghdad during the morning rush hour. In addition to those killed, the Interior Ministry said the bombing wounded another 65. No claim of responsibility so far. Hundreds of people took to the streets of Tunisia's capital for a new demonstration, and in one district, police fired tear gas to disperse dozens of stone-throwing youths on the 7th anniversary of the ousting of former President Zine Abidine Ben Ali. Fueled by rising frustrations with the country's social and economic issues, protesters have been demonstrating at times violently in Tunis and across the country. The president, Bazi Kaid Essebi, has accused the foreign news media of exaggerating the size of the protest, but he visited some of the impoverished neighborhoods of the capital, promised the government would work to create jobs for young people.
We have 620,000 unemployed people. Of them, 250,000 have advanced degrees, and still they have no work. 1 year, 2 years, three, four, five. So we say, God willing, this year we will engage with a focus on the youth.
Protests erupted on January 8th in response to tax and price hikes aimed at reducing a budget deficit as per an agreement with the country's international donors. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson joining foreign ministers in Vancouver, Canada tomorrow, assessing further diplomatic options to counter North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. On the agenda in Vancouver, putting international pressure on North Korea, Brian Hook is the State Department's policy planning director.
The goal of the ministerial is to provide a practical mechanisms to exert continued pressure on the Kim regime while demonstrating that diplomatic options remain open and viable.
Officials say talking to China about what to do with the North's nuclear weapons is preparing for a new scenario. Analyst Monty Glazer with the Center for Strategic and International Studies says China is handling the sensitive issue with a lot of caution.
They fear that if they talk to the United States that it might be misinterpreted by the Trump administration as a green light to go ahead and perhaps even attack North Korea or to cause instability.
While China and Russia are involved in the Vancouver meeting, they're not there. They will get readouts. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day in the United States, a federal holiday marking King's birthday. He was the chief spokesperson for the nonviolent activism in the U.S. civil rights movement.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Super Show, the African beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. It's gonna be real hot rocking from across the continent, because today we celebrate Martin Luther King's Day. And so we'll be looking at Dr. King as we play music from across Africa. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15, 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia. His father was the minister of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, as was his father before him. Martin Luther lived with his parents, sister, and brother in Atlanta, Georgia. Their home was not far away from the church his father preached at. Martin Luther King's mother and father taught their children what would become an important part of Martin Luther King's life: to treat all people with respect. Martin's father worked hard to break down the barriers between the races. His father believed African Americans should register their complaints by voting. More will be coming to you on Dr. King, but right now let's start off with some music from Africa, as we start from Madagascar with Infa Kera in the Black Heritage theme. And right after that, I take you to Sierra Leone. The African Bush Doctor comes in with Waiting. And from Sierra Leone to Malawi, Alan Ngumuya in Jabulani. Right now, let's start with the Black Heritage theme by Infa Kera of Madagascar.
Heritage, the Black Heritage.
I'm
Listen, Billy. Can you back up from Babylon system? Oh my God, why you waiting? Why are you waiting? Yes. Why you waiting? You see the Babylon. Why are you waiting? African leaders, why you wait? Yes. Tell me right now, why you waiting? You see the nation. People are suffering in Africa. Time to rise up and see them right now. Yeah. Too much operation knocking on our door every day. It seems like we don't care, we just let people die down the lane. But I like call and say, why you wait? Why are you waiting? For I and I in a half of that, people will rise up one more time. They will rise with Charger Street. Tell you what to do, and it should be hard, hard, and hard. These people have no better plan for I and I. So let's leave the way I and I used to live from the beginning. Times are getting red and it's hot. People them drop by the lane and die. One man want it all for himself. Why whole nation suffer and die? It's time for I and I to turn back away from them hole that he is. Let's build Africa's one nation today. Where the air and I say, why you wait? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Cold inside.
By Alan Ngumuya of Malawi, and before that you had African Bush Doctor of Sierra Leone in Waiting, and then Infakera of Madagascar in the Black Heritage theme. More of Dr. King coming to you on the African beat, but stay tuned.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the African beat. We celebrate Martin Luther King's Day today. As Martin Luther King grew up, he found out that not everyone followed his parents' principles. He noticed that black people and white people were treated differently. He saw that he and his white friends could not drink from the same water fountains and could not use the same restrooms. Martin Luther's best friend as a child was a white boy, and as children, they played together happily. But when they reached school age, the friends found out that even though they were living in the same neighborhood, they could not go to the same school. Martin Luther's friend would go to a school for white children only, and Martin Luther was sent to a school for black children. After the first day of school, Martin Luther and his friend were never allowed to play together again. And so now let's get on with some music. Different Colors, One People by Lucky Dube of South Africa. We hit the trail. And right after that, A New Day is Coming by Cici Bernard of Liberia. From Liberia, we make a trip to Tanzania with Tremo in Africa. But right now, Different Colors, One People, the sound of the legend, Lucky Dube of South Africa.
Yesterday, your mouth was shut. you in the name of the Lord God Almighty that there's a new day coming for us. So let's just keep working together, because we are one people trying to build one great nation with one big bright destiny. There's a new day coming now
in Liberia.
Shall be 25 to 5. I see them jumping round, playing, playing in the sand. Our children will be children again. Children will be children again. Please let the children be children again. Show them learn.
Together now.
Simamie Amani we.
By Tremor of Tanzania, and before that you had New Days Coming by Cici Bernard of Liberia, and Different Colors One People by Lucky Dube of South Africa. Stay tuned, you're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van Der here in Washington. Today is Martin Luther King's Day, and we celebrate. I'll be right back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the show. You love it. We love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-203-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press 65 and leave your message.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my homeland.
VOA.
Dr. King grew up to be one of the most powerful civil rights activists in the United States, continuing the fight for civil rights and to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. On August 28, 1963, 200,000 people gathered in front of the Lincoln Memorial. It was a peaceful protest made up of African Americans and whites, young and old. Most had come to hear Dr. King deliver his famous I Have a Dream speech. 1964 was a good year for Dr. King and the civil rights movement. Dr. King was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize as someone who had contributed the most to the furtherance of peace among men. President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law. It guaranteed that no person in the United States shall, on the grounds of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefit of, or be subjected to discrimination. But right now, let's get back to music as we go to Ghana with Amanziba in We, and from Ghana to South Africa, Sikelela by Sweto String Quartet. But right now, We by Amanziba of Ghana.
For we were there when it shone. For we were there when it shone. We were there when it shone. Say we were there when it shone. We from Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan when it shone. From our Yikushi men, you know, we prayed and said amen when it shone. So so Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know when it shone. For we were there. We were there when it shone. So so Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know when it shone. Kintaki, many no Sumanguru, you know we were just there. We were there when it shone. Osetutu, you know. Bamansa, you know. Yasantua, you know when it shone. From Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan when it shone. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our history. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our glory. So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? They say there's nowhere to turn to, but it's not true. Come on, everybody. We were there first, then in Reno. We were there first, then in Reno. We were there first, then in Reno. When he said, let the we were there first, then in Reno. We were there. We were there first, then in Reno. We were there. We were there first, then in Reno. When the walls of Jericho we were there first, then in Reno. Came tumbling down. We were there first, then in Reno. So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? They say there's nowhere to turn to, but it's not true. Come on, everybody. We were there first, then so we know. There first, then so we know. There first, then so we know. How can you explain?
expect the blood from the stone.
Left as them, so we know.
When you have no respect.
Left as them, so we know.
The land that it stands on.
Left as them, so we know. Left as them, so we know.
Let us sing our songs. Let us
left as them, so we know.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. We celebrate Martin Luther King's Day today, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. Now we'll take a trip to Mali with Habib Koita in Africa. But when I come back, part of Dr. King's final speech before he was shot. So stay tuned for that. Now, Habib Koita of Mali in Africa.
beautiful tune by Habib Keita of Mali.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
African reggae fever, catch it, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man, stand now to make it. This one is for the rockers from Accra to Kingston. It is the common man, stand now to make it. While the leaders laugh and play, from Accra to Soweto, all I hear is more fire. Youth in the ghetto now desire more fire. Music on the radio, don't take them no higher. It's too late, none of them can stop us now. African reggae fever, catch it, catch it. There will be no cure when you get it.
Dr. King believed that poverty caused much of the unrest in America. Not only poverty for African Americans, but poor whites, Hispanics, and Asians. Dr. King continued his campaign for world peace. He traveled across America to support and speak out about civil rights and the rights of the underprivileged. In April 1968, Dr. King went to Memphis, Tennessee to help the sanitation workers who were on strike. On April 3rd, Dr. King would give what would be his last speech.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. So just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried. about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
The following day, April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed. And with that, I want to leave you with this beautiful piece of music known as The African Spirit by Shabaka of Sierra Leone. And I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes today, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you a pleasant day.
Child who lives in the ghetto. This is to the African child who lives in the village. If the government don't care, never lose your heart. If the world don't care, you never should have any doubt. 'Cause any obstacles you face,
you can conquer.
Any tribulation you face, Malcolm has done it, Martin Luther has done it, Mandela has done it, it's an African spirit. Anytime you think you're feeling down, just take some time and start to look around. You'll see that Garvey has done it, Harriet Tubman has done it, Nkrumah has done it, it's an African spirit. Mami Yoku has done it, Nnamdi Azikwe has done it, Bai Bure has done it, it's an African spirit.
Conspiracy.